Robinella is our guest today. She and her husband, Cruz Contreras, have been making music out of Eastern Tennessee since they met in college. After an album for Columbia under the name of the CC String Band, they are back with this new one. We start our session with the song, All I've Given.
Thought my heart would never fail. Lost you long ago in my mind. I've given all that I could give to you. I've hidden how I feel about you. And I can't hide. I This tune is called Down the Mountain. I started down the mountain several years ago. Seems I could move much faster, falling down life's path alone. I was searching for some answers, and I didn't want to climb. So I started down the mountain, but no answers did I find. I couldn't say, I do not know. Could you form which way to go? I am lost, I'm a victim, I'm a sinner, I'm a soul. I'm a poor wayfaring stranger, I have nothing left to lose. I've fallen down the mountain, wretched, righteous flesh. Sadness flows like water down a lonely mountainside. Who would walk beside a sinner who has bubbles in his pride? People say they do not know when I know they've done the same. Who would take the repercussion when the bottle is to blame? I couldn't say, I do not know. Could you form which way to go? I am lost, I'm a victim, I'm a sinner, I'm a soul. I'm a poor wayfaring stranger, I have nothing left to lose. I've fallen down the mountain, wretched, righteous, and flesh. I'm winding down a river, I'll ride this silver road, down the path of least resistance, chasing whippoorwills and woe. I don't miss the time I linger in the clouds up in the sky, but I'll never climb a mountain for those days that pass me by. I couldn't say, I do not know. Could you form which way to go? I am lost, I'm a victim, I'm a sinner, I'm a soul. I'm a poor wayfaring stranger, I have nothing left to lose. I've fallen down the mountain, wretched, righteous, and flesh.
Music from Solace for the Lonely, the new album from Robinella, and this this great band who can definitely handle it all. Now, well, I'm trying to figure out what was the first music you heard, because things we hear on this album, everything is like all over the place. So you're from East Tennessee, so part of me might think that had something to do with country music. Was that the first stuff you heard?
Yeah, sure. And I guess kind of like country gospel is my dad. My dad's family loves music a lot. He has like 9 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
And we didn't buy much music at my house. We had a record player, and my dad had some 8-tracks, but my dad didn't love music, we didn't buy very much.
So the first music
I heard probably was at church, at our Baptist church down in Big Gully, and at our get-togethers. Our family would have a get-together. They'd play music. All my dad's brothers and sisters would play.
Now, how often would you have a get together? Was that like a weekly thing, or like?
No, it was like two or three times a year.
Oh, okay. And did you have to fight to be able to one sing in the song as everybody sang, or
actually, yeah, you did have to kind of fight for a spot. They're kind of big people, and I wasn't so big, and we'd all had to, like, Daryl's laughing. He thought that was politically incorrect. They're grown folks. But we all like stand around and sing if there are some musicians playing, and everybody to lean in and sing, and they'd be like, "What are you singing? You're singing some high part." And my voice is always too high, and they didn't always fit in with theirs, because they're always sang lower. My aunts and stuff.
Well, those are two great places to learn harmonies, though. You know, doing that kind of singing in church. Definitely. I love it when we have married musicians in here because it's, you know, two different relationships, the band relationship, the other relationship. Now, did you all meet through music or how did you and Cruz
meet?
Yeah,
we did. Uh-huh. We met at a bluegrass picking party in this place called Log Haven near the University of Tennessee off Cherokee Trail.
And so was it like right away?
It was right away for me. I mean, you know. I put her on my to-get list and worked on it.
Now, was there any kind of music you think you brought to this cruise?
I was trying to learn how to play jazz piano, and I would practice, and Robin would always ask me if there were lyrics to the songs, and we found out there were. So.
When did you first start writing, Robin?
I actually first started to write it. My freshman year of college, I was playing guitar, and I first wrote some gospel songs. I spent a lot of time at the Baptist Student Union on campus, and I sang there a little bit, and I started writing songs on my own a little bit, but they're gospel songs.
Well, I don't know if we're going to do this next, but there's a beautiful gospel song in here called Press On, and what's the story of that one?
That one kind of accidentally came about because my friend Jay Clark, who's a singer and songwriter, he wrote a song called Sunday Afternoon, and I was going to perform his song on our new record. So we went in and made the track for the song, but I didn't think the track fit his lyrics after we'd recorded the track with the musicians. So that night I went back and opened up my journals, and I wrote a new song to go with the track. That had the same chord changes as Jay's song, but a new melody. And I went back and sang it to Doug the next morning, and he kindly helped me arrange it.
Doug Lancio is the producer of this, and one of our favorite producers. He just has a great way with acoustic instruments and putting sounds together, and he really made this record sound fabulous. So that's kind of interesting. The track was there, and then you wrote a different melody and different lyrics over the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Can you do that one? Can you do it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Press On. Thank you. Robin Ellis playing live today with this great band. Go around the room. Who's with us?
We have a Cruz Contreras and Billy Contreras and Mr. Dave Peoples and Daryl Johnson and Hans Holzen.
And sounding great today. Thanks you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
It's a real treat, and congratulations on the new album. Robin Ellis is our guest. The new album is Solace for the Lonely, or Solace for the Lonely, I never know.